Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Well, sadly, our San Diego Padres will not go undefeated at home this year. Although it was pretty close, losing a 10-inning game 2-1 to the Chicago Cubs. So now our record is still a very, very, very awesome 14-4.
They clearly need you there, John, and it's a good thing that you are going to the game today.
I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you for that. I will be there, guys. Don't worry. I will be there, and all will be well. However, at least while we watched our first loss, whether it was in person or on TV or on the radio, we didn't have to listen to what fans at the Tampa Rays Boston Red Sox game had to listen to. Check out what's going on during the broadcast. This is not a TV broadcast. This is not on the radio. This is what's happening in the stadium.
3-1 ball game now. A little buzz in the ballpark, and it's not the fans. And they've halted play, trying to figure out if that buzz will subside. But there's a whistling effect in the sound system.
There we go.
I'd like to apologize to anyone who suffers from tinnitus. We just made it worse.
Oh, my God.
It's so bad.
You heard the announcer. They actually had to stop the game to figure out what was going on. Fans and players were putting their fingers in their ears to block that high-pitched noise out.
So bad.
What's worse, that or an announcer trying to get a phone number from a woman during the game, as what happened at the Atlanta Braves game this weekend?
Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
And I'm Kayla.
And you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year, I come out to visit.
Okay, Wiley. You got 4 innings to get the numbers.
Come on. All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my
number. I'm dead serious. I should have thought of this years ago. I got the number. We're good.
Quality broadcasting. Quality broadcasting. It takes a lot of talent.
I still say the high-pitched squeal is way worse. 100%. That affected everybody in the stadium.
100% worse. Pretty sure you will not have to worry about any of that garbage at Petco Park, the best ballpark in America, the best city in America, and still, as of now, the best ball team in America. Can't wait to get to the game today. I'm in an especially bright mood because it's an afternoon game, and I love being at Petco Park. 1:10 first pitch today. And you can also hear that game, as you can hear every game, on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. If you see us today at the ballpark, say something, man. Let's get some high fives. Let's get a drink. Let's hang out together and watch our Padres win. The Olympics are coming to San Diego County. This is super cool news. We were expecting some of the events to possibly occur here in San Diego County, and that is exactly what's happening when it comes to surfing in the 2028 LA Summer Olympics.
Trestles Beach is going to be the place where the global surf community will come together for the 2028 Olympics. It's going to be cool to bring that. It's going to bring a lot of money to the area, right? A lot of businesses are certainly going to benefit from it. And John, you living in North County, you're going to see an influx of people coming in for the Olympics. It's a positive And I bet a negative for you, too.
I mean, this is really cool, actually. Everyone's going to benefit from this as far as the economy, the local mm-hmm. business opportunities, more sure. jobs, infrastructure improvements, all great benefits for North County. And I'm stoked. I would absolutely love to see that. I'm actually thinking about volunteering.
Do you know, are there any other places in San Diego that will be hosting Summer Olympic games?
This is the first I've heard about it. So I guess I don't know. This is going to be a big, big deal in 2028. Moral of the story is expect no parking spaces yes. anywhere near the beaches in North County during the Olympics.
I'm curious how many people, if they own a home or a condo
oh, yes.
near there, will temporarily rent out their property to make more money and live somewhere else for a while. Like if I had property in that area and I had an RV, I would totally rent out my place and go live in my RV for 2 months.
I wonder if my landlord would be cool with me renting out my place to make money from her place during the Olympics.
No, I'm gonna guess, owned it, yeah.
I'm going to guess no.
Yeah.
But my mom and dad used to have neighbors in Apple Valley, Minnesota that moved about an hour away from Augusta, Georgia, where they mm-hmm. hold the Masters.
Yeah.
And they told us every year they rented out their house.
Yes.
During the Masters for the entire week, it paid a huge chunk of their mortgage because, you know, people are willing to pay big money, you know, if they've got it, why not?
Sure,
you know,
yeah.
And that's an hour away from the venue, much like this is. So,
yeah. From personal experience, knowing people who have property in the Green Bay area who make their money by renting out either their lawn for parking during Packer games or they rent their homes.
I wouldn't be surprised if we hear about more Olympic events coming to yeah. San Diego County in the near future. In the meantime, let's get you to SeaWorld, where the swimming events are going to be happening. They're going to make it interesting. Swim with the orcas. Good luck. Every Thursday, Tam and I head over to KUSI and do a Weekend in San Diego segment.
Mm-hmm. Around 9:30-ish.
I'm telling you right now, you're never allowed to leave me hanging solo again.
Okay, we both have done this segment on our own. You've done one on your own. I've done one on my own. Although the last time I did one on my own, the power went out. And I felt like I all jinxed right. it. I didn't even... We barely got the segment started and the power shut down.
Well, I wish the power would have shut down because I literally shut down.
Oh, no.
So I'm sitting there talking to the fabulous Lauren Finney as we do every week.
She's
talking
so great.
About what's going on the weekend. Mm-hmm. She loves to bust my chops like... I guess everybody does. In this case, she has a perfect right to do so. Everything went so well
uh-huh.
because Jessica sends us an email of what we're going to talk about,
sure.
whether we're attending the event or not.
Yes.
Last week, according to the email that I read, the portion of the email that I read,
uh-huh.
I was to cover the Avocado Festival in Fallbrook
uh-huh.
and the Uncorked Wine Festival okay. at the Embarcadero.
Yeah, lovely.
I thought that was it.
Uh-oh.
I wasn't aware that there was another event happening. Let's see how things went.
Sipping on some wine on a Saturday afternoon. The weather's going to be perfect. And I really think it's cool because the event benefits Urban Surf for Kids,
great.
Which is a program that benefits foster youth, teaches them to surf, gives them water therapy. So it's super cool. So you can be doing a great thing when you're sitting on a blanket drinking copious amounts of wine.
I mean, enough said.
Right?
That's all you need.
And then you just rest up for Sunday and go get your guac on. Go get your avocado on in Fallbrook. I got the whole weekend planned for you.
I mean, it's perfect.
Okay. What's the problem? You sound informed. You sound like you're excited about what's going on.
Well, wait. Because I didn't know. Because I didn't scroll down on the email.
You didn't read the entire email.
That there was one more event. I thought we were done.
It sounded like you wrapped it up.
Signing off mode.
Yeah.
And then everything went to hell.
Uh-oh.
And then Port of San Diego Day at the Docks. They haven't done this.
I mean, who doesn't love their dogs, right? I mean, that's all there is to it. I've got Roger the puppy.
Okay.
And did I say something wrong?
Okay.
Oh,
so
God.
Clearly
it's
you
worse
thought
than I
she
it's
said
worse than I thought.
Day of the Dogs, not Day of the Docks.
Okay, first of all, I didn't know we were talking about anything else. Second of all, I thought she said Day of the Dogs.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, well, I've got my dog. Right? Who doesn't like walking their dog? You heard it.
Yes.
And then her face.
She's so confused.
I don't even know what... I started sweating, heart beating so fast, I couldn't hear anything.
Oh, God,
all I saw was her look like, what the... You know what are you talking about?
Did I say something wrong?
Oh, honey.
No, I'm just looking. You've got a sport fishing tradition, and I haven't done this. So it's Sunday. So you have to go do the guacamole and then day at the docks. So
I messed her up.
Yes.
She's like, what in the hell is wrong with you? Day at the docks, yeah. Not at the dogs. That doesn't even make any sense, John, you idiot. With all due respect to the anglers and the sports fishermen. Yeah.
And had you realized it, John, because you love fishing, so you would have been great at that segment. You got to make sure you read your entire email, I guess.
Scroll down, you moron.
Okay.
No, it's no big deal. It wasn't like it was live television or anything. Did you hear her? I totally screwed her up. So we get done. She looks at me like, what? I said, oh, my God, Lauren, first of all, I didn't know there was another story.
Uh-huh.
Secondly, I thought you said dogs, not docks.
Uh-huh.
Well, bless her. She started laughing so
hard.
She's a pro.
Yeah.
Started laughing so hard. I couldn't get out of there fast enough. Usually when we're done on the air, we go back. We talk to the people in the office. Mm-hmm. A couple of our friends work there.
Yeah.
They have some food once in a while. We snack. We hang out. We mingle.
Yes.
I ran out of there. I pulled a Hey Kool-Aid and just went through the wall almost.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Tomorrow, when we go to KUSI, our segment usually runs around 9:30, 9:40. I will hold your hand the entire time, okay?
Sadly.
I will.
You heard what happened. Check out my brilliant rebound when things went wrong.
And, did I say something wrong?
Yep. True pro. John and Tammy. Thankfully, still, I think, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go out to Santee. Hi, Julie. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm so good. Thanks for asking. Hey, would you do me a favor? Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, can you please leave the studio?
You bet. Good luck.
Julie, I've got five pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tammy, you will win $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. I also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy. All right, Julie?
Okay.
Emma Watson, Hermione Granger of the Harry Potter series, turned 35 yesterday. She also played this Disney princess in the live-action Beauty and the Beast film.
Belle?
Leanne Rimes will be a mega mentor on The Voice. Both Leanne Rimes and Trisha Yearwood recorded the song How Do I Live? Though it was Trisha's version they used for what Nick Cage movie? National Treasure, The Rock, or Con Air?
Con Air?
The Ohio State football team visited the White House this week, and Vice President J.D. Vance broke their trophy. It reminded me of when Kevin dropped what all over the floor on The Office?
I don't know.
Gwyneth Paltrow, celebrity health advisor, recommends taking magnesium or passion flower to help get a restful sleep. What is Gwyneth's beauty, fashion, and self-help website called?
Yeah, I don't know.
And finally, a list of the best food moments in movies includes the dinner scene in When Harry Met Sally, Lady and the Tramp's Spaghetti and Meatballs, and the Chocolate River in what movie?
Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Julie, what's going on today with you?
We just got done at the gym, and we just grabbed Starbucks right now.
Who's we? You got, like, a whole gang with you?
Oh, I got my boyfriend here with me.
Oh, very nice. You guys get up early, you hit the gym, and then you start your day.
Yeah, I'm about to go to work soon, too.
That's lovely. Good for you guys. Julie did 2 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
Emma Watson, Hermione Granger of the Harry Potter series, turned 35 yesterday. That's really jarring to me.
Yeah.
She also played this Disney princess in the live-action Beauty and the Beast film.
What is her name? It's right on the tip of my tongue. Dang it. Belle.
Belle's right. And there's a bell to say you're right. 1-1. Leanne Rimes will be a mega mentor on The Voice. Both Leanne Rimes and Trisha Yearwood recorded the song How Do I Live? It was was Trisha's version they used for what Nick Cage movie? National Treasure, The Rock, or Con Air?
Con Air.
Con Air is right. What's the story there? Why is Leanne Rimes' song scrapped?
The producers, for whatever reason, just didn't like her version of it.
Sounds exactly the same.
No, it really... They're a little different in the fact on the maturity level. I think they felt she sounded a little young, and they liked Trisha's more mature feeling.
It's 2-2. The Ohio State football team visited the White House this week, and Vice President J.D. Vance broke their trophy. It reminded me of when Kevin dropped what all over the floor on The Office?
Chili.
His famous chili.
I was going to say that, too.
Yes, one of his most infamous opening scenes in television history. 3-2, Tammy. Gwyneth Paltrow's celebrity health advisor recommends taking magnesium or passion flower to help get a restful sleep.
Mm-hmm. Magnesium works really well, by the way.
Okay, good to know. I could actually use that. Uh-huh. What is Gwyneth's beauty, fashion, and self-help website called?
Goop.
Goop.com. G-O-O-P. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, a list of the best food moments in movies includes the dinner scene in When Harry Met Sally. I'll have what she's having. Lady and the Tramp's spaghetti and meatball scene. And the chocolate river in this movie.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. The book was called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and the movie with Johnny Depp, I believe, was. But the original, the best, with Gene Wilder, is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So that means today we finish with a score of 4-2. No money from Tammy for you today, Julie, but... we have a great prize for you.
A 4-pack of tickets to SeaWorld San Diego. You can check out the brand new Jewels of the Sea, the Jellyfish Experience, and enjoy the Seven Seas Food Festival.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, guys.
Julie, thank you and your boyfriend for fitting us into your busy schedule today. In the meantime, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Julian Santee, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's a very special John and Tammy San Diego's morning show.
In the arms of the angel.
It is with great sadness. Well, I wonder if Sarah McLachlan realized when she recorded this song that it would just instantly bring tears to everybody's face because of that horrible dog commercial.
I know, it's so sad. If you remember one of the best Modern Family episodes ever, all three of them get sucked in to her commercial with that because it was the trifecta. And if you've never seen it, just look it up yourself. It's really, really funny.
Sadly, we are saying goodbye to an animal, to a pet, to a family member today, almost as predicted by the owner itself.
Yes.
Producer Jessica, what are you laughing at? You lost your fish, Finn.
I know. He was a beta fish.
Gotcha.
But we did buy the cheapest beta fish.
Yeah.
So he did not last long. He lasted all of 2 weeks.
You thought he'd be gone in less than a week.
I thought he would be gone in less than a day.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a happy story then. He outlived his lifespan, according to you. Seriously, what is the lifespan of a beta fish? I think it is a week, isn't it? Or what happened to Finn, besides the fact he died?
My mom bought the fish for my son, Walt, and I was afraid Walt would end up ending the fish's life because he is going through a particularly destructive phase right now and destroying everything. Yesterday, he tried to spill a bottle of Aunt Jemima's maple syrup all over. So when this fish came into our life, I did not expect it to last long. It turns out that it wasn't Walt, at least we believe, who killed the fish.
Okay, first of all, nobody killed a fish. Let's stop the murder slant here.
I'm sorry.
Okay, anyway, go on.
Unalive. Let's say unalive.
Okay.
I changed the fish's water on Monday, and Tuesday morning he was gone. So I think I did something with the water. I didn't do it right. I don't know. So I got a gallon of drinking water that we have, like, for emergencies in our house, and I put the solution, the conditioner that you're supposed to use, into the water. And I don't know, maybe I didn't let it sit long enough before I put some of it in his thing, or maybe you're not supposed to use the drinking water. I thought it was good water.
Are you telling us you think you poisoned your fish, Finn?
I wonder if I did.
Poor Walt.
Well, I'm looking up here and it says the type of water you put your beta fish in can have a major impact on their health.
Uh-oh. So you killed your fish, Jess.
Okay, well, I thought we weren't on the killing murder.
I'm sorry, you murdered your fish, Jess.
I think you can do this. I think that you can hold a little quick little service.
All right.
For Finn the fish.
Go ahead.
Hang on. Look, everybody just kind of gather around and maybe form a little circle here.
Here we go. It is with great sadness that we remember the life, the very, very short life of Finn the beta fish. His swimming adventures will live on, and hopefully when he's reborn, he will have an owner that doesn't use the wrong water.
You got 10 seconds still.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is actually longer than Finn lived.
Yeah.
Finn, you're in a better place now. Swim on, Finn. Swim on. That's all I got.
Okay.
I wasn't prepared to do a fish eulogy today.
A fish eulogy.
I would love any parents to help me feel better about maybe their fish that they accidentally unalive their child's fish.
Unalived.
Feel free to give us a call. Or maybe some fish tips for my next beta fish.
Sure.
Don't buy the $3.99 one, buy the $12.99 one.
Maybe.
It's fine.
Maybe.
I don't think it had anything to do with the price of the fish, Jess, but go ahead. Keep that thought process going.
833-287-1037. Any fish tips or stories to make Jessica feel better? We'd love to hear them. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSO.
Riley is in Poway. I think she is here to mourn the loss of producer Jessica's beta fish, Finn, who sadly passed away at age,
not quite 2 weeks.
Hi.
What do you got to share, honey?
Okay, so I had a fish. I think I was about 8 years old. And the fish, I think there were like four in the tank. And somehow one day, a bunch of babies appeared. And I was so happy. I named all the babies with my dad. We were so excited. Woke up today, all the babies were gone.
Oh, no.
We did not know that the mom or dad fish, whichever one, actually eats the babies. You're supposed to separate them.
Yeah. I didn't know that till just now. That's horrifying.
It was really scary and traumatizing.
Fish are monsters.
It's called nature, John. Grow up.
Thanks, Riley. I'm sorry about that. Are you doing okay now in your adult life?
Yes, I've recovered. We're okay now.
That's awesome. Thank you, honey. Alicia in Oceanside, what do you have to share?
So I don't have any tips, but I can make her feel better. About a year ago, I bought my daughter a betta fish, and I may have turned the temperature up in the water a little bit too much.
Oops.
And I fried the fish.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Another fish killer.
Oh, I know.
I didn't need to. I was just doing what the woman at the store told me to do, and I guess I turned it up a little too much.
The woman at the store told you to kill your fish?
Oh, my God, John. Thanks, Alicia.
You know what? This reminds me of Andy Gallo. Mm-hmm. Andy Gallo at my 8-year-old birthday party killed my goldfish. You know how? He put Pop Rocks in the water, and the fish ate them, and Pop Rocks exploded the fish.
Oh,
thanks, Andy Gallo. You're all a bunch of Andy Gallo fish killers.
Okay. Megan in Lakeside, do you have a fish story to make Jessica feel better?
I do.
Go ahead.
I killed an indestructible fish. My son won a fish at the fair, and thing was indestructible. It traveled with us. Well, one day I was changing its water, and I put the water treatment in that you're supposed to do. And I put him back in too soon.
Oh, see? And
that's exactly what Jessica did.
It's very temperamental.
He started floating, and it was so sad.
So sad. Yeah, well, that's exactly what she did. She figured that's what it was. Thank you for making her feel better, by the way.
I don't think we're allowed to have fish.
Maybe not. All right, Jesse and Escondido, do you got a fish story to make producer Jessica feel better?
I have the best one you're going to get.
Okay.
So my mom, with her empty nest syndrome, decided to get into betta fish. And if, for fun fact, betta fish decide to, in their own lives, by jumping out of their tank. After the fourth sad, tragic death that she had, instead of realizing that betta fish just might not be her thing, she has now gotten so into it that she is committed to be the greatest betta fish owner that has ever existed. And she has, like, heating tanks and special rocks for these guys. And I think she has one that's now lived to be like 6 months old.
Wow. She's obsessed.
Wow, 6 months. 6 months, that's a record. That's a world record.
And
so, hang on, did you say your mom had suicidal fish? Like four of them killed themselves?
They kill themselves. They jump to their own death when they're unhappy with their environment.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Betta fish are morons.
She's determined to make them happy. I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
Wow.
Wow.
I never knew betta fish's life was so complicated.
Do you feel much better now?
Yeah, I do.
All right. R.I.P. Finn.
Awards for community magnificence.
Those are our ACMs. Yes, Tim and I are nominated for our first ever Academy of Country Music Award. No, we probably will not win.
Oh, come on. We've worked together in July. It'll be 25 years.
And
we
guess
have
what?
Been a team in country radio. Come on.
I mean, you don't have to convince me, Tammy.
Okay.
But come on. The sun comes out every day. You start to get used to things. You know what I'm talking about?
I know. We've been nominated for two major awards. CMAs in 2005. We didn't win. And now we got nominated for an Academy of Country Music Award. So you're probably right.
The jury's out on that one. We want to make our own ACMs, which means John and Tammy's hometown ACMs, our awards for community magnificence.
And today we are looking for the best one of these.
Oh, that was fun.
I love that. And this is the title of this award, okay? Ready? Best place to clean your car after your kid smashes their goldfish crackers everywhere.
So if you go to KSN1.com, you can vote on our five finalists. What are the best places, according to San Diego, to What is it again? That's too long for me to even remember. Get your car cleaned after your kid smashes his goldfish crackers.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So we are looking for you to vote for Sparkle and Shine in Encinitas, Gentle Touch Car Wash in Claremont Mesa, Stars and Stripes Car Wash and Detail in Miramar, Spot Free Rinse Car Wash in North Park, and Soapy Joe's Car Wash. We're looking for the car wash that, quote, comes in clutch when you haven't washed it in forever, and you just need to get everything looking like you're at least a little bit put together, because a clean car runs better.
Vote now for the best place to clean your car after your kids smash their goldfish crackers everywhere.
In John and Tammy's hometown ACMs, the
awards for community magnificence.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Angela, who is in Ramona. How's it going, Angela?
Good. How are you?
I'm really well. Appreciate you asking. Hey, would you do me a favor? Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Bye, Tammy.
All right. Good luck.
Angela, I've got 5 pop culture questions, and if you get more right than Tam, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Happy birthday to Chris Stapleton, who turned 47 yesterday. Is he older or younger than Blake Shelton?
He is younger.
The Aaron Carter documentary, The Carters, Hurts to Love You, debuted last night on Paramount Plus. Aaron was the baby brother of Nick Carter from what huge boy band?
Backstreet Boys?
A former Guns N' Roses manager claims the band's lead singer takes 50% of the band's income. Quote, it's a control thing. Who is the lead singer of Guns N' Roses?
Axl Rose.
The Hollywood Reporter put together a list of some of the most memorable food moments in movies. Included is this scene from a Quentin Tarantino movie.
And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
I mean, they got the metric system. They wouldn't know what a quarter pounder is.
And what do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What movie is this?
That is Pulp Fiction.
And finally, Seth Rogen turned 43 yesterday. Seth played a cop alongside this legendary former SNL cast member in the movie Superbad. Who is he?
Oh, I've never seen that. But SNL, let's see, I'll just leave it at Will Ferrell.
All right, let's get Tam back in. So, Angela, what's happening with you today?
I am headed to work.
What do you do?
I'm the director of a little private school in Ramona.
Good for you. Educating young minds.
Yes.
Tammy, Angela did 4 out of 5. Real well.
Nice job.
Oh, great.
Happy birthday to Chris Stapleton, who turned 47 yesterday. Is he older or younger than Blake Shelton?
I think he's younger.
He is. Younger by 1 year.
Oh.
47 to Blake's 48. It's 1-1. The Aaron Carter documentary, The Carters, Hurts to Love You, debuted last night on Paramount Plus. Aaron was the baby brother of Nick Carter from what huge boy band?
Oh, why do I always get these all mixed up. Nick Carter, is he an NSYNC?
No, he's a Backstreet Boy. You're probably going to talk to him next week at Stagecoach. Mm. You can apologize to him in person.
Okay.
Anyway, it's 2-1, Angela. And in bigger news, now you got to go 3 for 3, Tammy, or you're going to have to give her $100.
Okay.
Good luck, Angela. A former Guns N' Roses manager claims that the band's lead singer takes 50% of the band's income, saying, quote, it's a control thing. Who is the lead singer of Guns?
Guns N' Roses is Axl Rose.
That is right. Angela knew that. 3-2 Angela. The Hollywood Reporter put together a list of the most memorable food moments in movies. Included is this scene from a Quentin Tarantino movie.
You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
I mean, they get the metric system. They don't know what a quarter pounder is.
And what do they call it?
They call it the Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
Pulp Fiction.
That is right. 4-3, Angela. Tammy, you got to get this right.
Mm-hmm.
Or Angela's $100 richer. Seth Rogen turned 43 yesterday. Seth played a cop alongside this legendary former SNL cast member in the movie Superbad. Who is he?
Bill Hader.
Oh, yes, it's Bill Hader. Mm-hmm. Angela never saw the movie. Despite that fact, she guessed Will Ferrell. Good guess, not correct. And that means that Tammy forces a tie, meaning no money from Tammy today, Angela, but still a great prize for you.
You have a 4-pack of tickets to SeaWorld San Diego. You can check out the new Jewels of the Sea, the Jellyfish Experience, and also enjoy the Seven Seas Food Festival.
Great, thank you so much.
Angela, have a wonderful day. Thank you for educating young minds. We appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you.
I never thought I'd have something in common with a vice president, but I do.
Yes,
turns out
do.
We're both tremendous klutzes. The Ohio State football team, because they're national champions, went to the White House. And apparently, if you're a college team, you don't get the prez, you get the VP.
Uh-huh.
The Dodgers got President Trump.
Yes.
Ohio State got Vice President Vance. And he proceeded to break the Ohio State trophy.
So they went to pick it up, and the top part of the trophy came off from the base. The football player is holding the top part of the trophy, but Vance drops the base onto the ground, and it brought back an instant memory for me when I watched this bit of video.
I actually broke an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
An actual, real Oscar. I still don't know how our old coworker, Chris Turner, got a hold of an Oscar. They're not supposed to be sold or given away. But
no, you can't give them away. You can't sell them.
Okay, well, he has a few in his home, and he brought one for us. I don't even remember. It's something about the Oscars. We were making some kind of sketch about the Oscars or something, and we had an actual Oscar as a prop. In letting us use this Oscar, our former coworker, Chris Turner, said to me, if you break this, you're dead.
Uh-huh.
And he wasn't joking.
No.
So what did I do the second he left the studio? It slipped out of my hands. Hit the floor. The statue broke off the base. Just snapped right off. Clean snap. I'm staring at the ground like, I can't believe that just happened. Thankfully, a coworker sprung into action, ran across the street, bought super glue. We super glued. It was a perfect break. Glued the statue back on the base. We never told Chris Turner. He never found out. So fast forward years later, Chris Turner's leaving the company. On his last day, I decided to come clean.
John has a major confession.
Oh, boy.
And
do I appear nervous to you? Because I'm very nervous
right
now.
You do, but yeah. I was trying to figure out if it was just because you...
No, he has a big confession, something I've known about for the last 7 years.
Now six. I'm scared.
I need to confess something to you.
There's only five people who know about this.
Okay.
You're going to get mad.
You are going to get mad.
And I am sorry. I have been hiding this so fearful for you that you were going to find out and figure it out and hate me.
Right. So now if you do, it's okay because you're going to be leaving?
It's not okay. Because I hope I'm keeping this friendship. I'm swearing to you, this is not some shticky radio
bit. Nope, it's not.
This
it truly happened.
And
it truly happened.
Literally, okay. I'm nervous. I broke your Oscar.
You what?
I broke your Oscar.
What do you mean you broke my Oscar?
Years ago, you came in to... Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm telling you this. You were nice enough to loan us an Oscar for our Oscar show.
Yes.
And the last thing you said was, if you break it, I'll kill you.
Right?
Ha, 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 ha. I walked away. The second you leave, I turn around. I swear to God, this is true. It can only happen to me. The damn thing slips out of my hand. The base pops right off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's totally true.
Literally almost burst into tears.
Well, he actually literally, I think, almost pooped
his pants. Sorrow.
Jen Tellitz.
Jen Tellitz, our former sales exec, who ran to CVS to buy super glue for me to fix that Oscar so you would
I'm having breakfast with Jen Tellitz next week.
Uh-huh. This is awesome.
You can finally tell her.
Yes. She was so desperately trying to save John's butt. His face, I've never seen. John is always tan. All the time, right? I've never seen John more white than that day. And we're like, oh my God. And he's like, I can't believe I did it.
Well, nothing broke on the statue itself, because that's very valuable. The base...
It came unglued.
Who knew? It's glued on.
Yeah.
So...
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how else would it be on there?
Yeah, I guess so.
You know? So it's still glued on, I'm hoping.
I'll tell you, well, you know, I have three, so now I'm curious as to
one?
Which...
Who has three Oscars at house? You're a weird dude.
Meryl Streep and me.
Yeah, right? Oh, that's all high five. That is awesome.
Going to
all right.
Murder all of you.
Anyway,
are you mad?
I'm not.
So there you go. I've got something in common with Vice President Vance. We can't be trusted with valuable trophies. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSO. I'm texting my friend Tom right now. He and I are making plans for a pregame dining session before the Padres-Cubs game today. Yeah, I'm so stoked. Wednesday afternoon ball game. I hope to break this one game losing streak.
I think they need you. And I think that...
I'd like to think they do too, Tammy. Thank you. Padres finally lost at home last night, and they didn't give it away easily. It was 2-1 in 10 innings. And I'm looking forward to today's game, but I'm a little bit hesitant in my looking forward to today's game.
Okay.
Because I'm also bringing two other friends with.
Yeah.
Who are Cub fans.
Oh, no.
They live here.
Well.
But they support their Cubs, and they're going to be wearing their Cubs gear. And
which is fine.
Cheering for their team all obnoxiously.
They're your friends, right? And you're being a good host. And I think that's great. And you can have some fun, you know, gently ribbing each other. And, you know, when the Padres win, you can console them and take them out for a beverage afterwards.
No, they can take me out. Okay. I'm taking them to the game.
Wow.
Yeah, they can take me out. I'm not spending a dime today. Stinking Cub fans. Don't be all cheap now. Cub fans are great. They're friendly. They're fun. They're used to losing a lot. They do have a World Series, but they're kind of a lot like us, except the whole World Series thing. Mm-hmm. You know, the Cubs had a long, 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 infamous history of losing. And I actually ran into Cub fans. They got here Sunday night. We were leaving the Padres game Sunday afternoon and went to watch the end of the Masters. And all of a sudden, about 20 people rolling all in their Cubs shirts, just fresh into town. They were here representing on Sunday evening, and they were fine. They're great.
Yeah.
Cub fans are just, they're harmless. They're fun.
Yeah. Harmless.
Oh, they are. They're not like the fans up north, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Sorry.
They're Midwest nice.
Exactly.
Well, have a great time at the game today, and let's keep our fingers crossed for a nice big win.
Sure. If you see us, give us a high five. Rattle my Cub friends. They're very confident right now. They need to be knocked down a couple notches, okay. So let's make sure we do that if you see us, okay?